Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today, May 13th, we celebrate the feast of Our Lady of Fatima. Because from May 13th to October 13th, 1917, Mary appeared to three shepherd children in Fatima, Portugal. Francesco, Jacinta, and Lucia. And these events culminated with the miracle of the sun witnessed by more than 70,000 people. Now, on July 13, 1917, Mary gave the three visionaries a secret with three parts to be revealed on specific dates in the future at just the right time in order to get us into the game so that we would do our part to help save souls and alter the events revealed in the secrets. Now, in her memoirs, Lucia relates the first part of the secret of Fatima. She writes, "Our Lady opened her hands once more. The rays of light seemed to penetrate the earth, and we saw, as it were, a sea of fire. Plunged in this fire were demons and souls in human form, like transparent burning embers, all blackened or burnished bronze, floating about in the fire. Amid shrieks and groans of pain and despair, which horrified us and made us tremble with fear, the demons could be distinguished by their terrifying and repellent likeness to frightful and unknown animals. Terrified, and as if to plead for help, we looked up at Our Lady, who said to us so kindly and so sadly, 'You have seen hell, where the souls of poor sinners go.'" This is the first part of the secret of Fatima, confirming the tragic reality that souls go to hell as a consequence of their own free choice to reject God and His mercy through unrepentant sin. 1 month later, on August 19th, Mary again appeared and said to the children, "Pray, pray very much, and make sacrifices for sinners, for many souls go to hell, because there are none to sacrifice themselves and pray for them." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In the second part of the Secret of Fatima, Our Lady gave us the means to save souls from going to hell. To save them, she said, God wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart. If what I say to you is done, many souls will be saved and there will be peace. And then she promised, in the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. So here at Fatima, Mary revealed God's plan to save souls from hell and to save the world from self-destruction through devotion to her Immaculate Heart. But what does that mean? Devotion to the Heart of Mary means basically three things. To consecrate oneself entirely to Mary as Jesus did when he became a little child in her care, then living a profound relationship with her. The second means to pray the rosary every day. And the third, first Saturdays of reparation. On December 10, 1925, Mary appeared to Lucia and said, look, my daughter, at my heart, surrounded with thorns, with which ungrateful men pierce me at every moment by their blasphemies and ingratitude. You at least try to console me and announce in my name that I promise to assist at the moment of death with all the graces necessary for salvation, all those who, on the first Saturday of five consecutive months, will go to confession, receive Holy Communion, pray the rosary, and keep me company for 15 minutes while meditating on the mysteries of the rosary, with the intention of making reparation to me. These three, consecration, to pray the rosary, and the five first Saturdays of reparation. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third part of the secret of Fatima was not revealed until the year 2000, probably because it's for our time. However, this is what Our Lady revealed to the three children in July of 1917, the third part of the secret. This is what they saw. At the left of Our Lady and a little above, we saw an angel with a flaming sword in his left hand. Flashing, it gave out flames that looked as though they would set the world on fire. But they died out in contact with the splendor that Our Lady radiated towards him from her right hand. Then, pointing to the earth with his hand, the angel cried out in a loud voice, "Penance, penance, penance." And we saw in an immense light that is God, a bishop dressed in white, the Pope, along with other bishops, priests, men and women religious, going up a steep mountain, at the top of which there was a big cross. Before reaching there, the Holy Father passed through a big city, half in ruins and half trembling with halting step. Afflicted with pain and sorrow, he prayed for the souls of the corpses he met on his way. Having reached the top of the mountain, on his knees at the foot of the cross, he was killed. And in the same way, there died one after another, other bishops, priests, men and women, religious, and various lay people. Beneath the two arms of the cross were two angels, each with a crystal bowl, in which they gathered up the blood of the martyrs, and with it sprinkled the souls that were making their way to God. The angel with the flaming sword represents the threat of self-destruction that looms over the world. The double force opposed to this is the power of the Mother of God and her children who consecrate themselves, who pray the rosary, and who live out first Saturdays of reparation. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
On June 26th, in the year 2000, Joseph Cardinal Ratzinger, who became Pope Benedict XVI, revealed publicly the third part of the secret of Fatima and explained its meaning when he said, "The angel with the flaming sword on the left of the Mother of God recalls similar images in the Book of Revelation. This represents the threat of judgment that looms over the world. Today, the prospect that the world might be reduced to ashes by a sea of fire no longer seems pure fantasy. Man himself, with his inventions, has forged the flaming sword." The vision then shows the power that stands opposed to the force of destruction, the splendor of the Mother of God, and stemming from this in a certain way, the summons to penance. In this way, the importance of human freedom is underlined. The future is not, in fact, unchangeably set. And the image that the children saw is in no way a film preview of a future in which nothing can be changed. Indeed, the whole point of the vision is to bring freedom onto the scene and to steer freedom in a positive direction. The purpose of the vision is not to show a film of an irrevocably fixed future. Its meaning is exactly the opposite. It is meant to mobilize the forces of change in the right direction. And what are the forces of change? The game plan that Our Lady has given us at Fatima. Consecration to her Immaculate Heart. The commitment to pray the Rosary daily. The commitment to invite and be with others in the praying of the Rosary. And on the first Saturday of 5 consecutive months, to go to Mass, to go to confession, to pray the Rosary, and to spend 15 minutes thinking about the life of Jesus with the intention of offering reparation to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Those are the forces of change in the right direction. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
And we end our meditation today with the consecration to Mary written by St. Maximilian Kolbe. So join me in giving yourself unconditionally to the Mother of God. O Immaculata, Queen of heaven and earth, refuge of sinners and our most loving Mother, God has willed to entrust the entire order of mercy to you. I, a repentant sinner, cast myself at your feet, humbly imploring you to take me with all that I am and have, wholly to yourself as your possession and property. Please make of me, of all my powers of soul and body, of my whole life, death, and eternity, whatever most pleases you. And if it pleases you, use all that I am and have without reserve to accomplish what was said of you, that you would crush the head of Satan and destroy all heresies in the whole world. Let me be a fit instrument in your immaculate and merciful hands for introducing and increasing your glory to the maximum in all the many strayed and indifferent souls, and in this way, extend as far as possible the sweet kingdom of the most sacred heart of Jesus. For wherever you enter, you obtain the grace of conversion and growth in holiness, since it is through your hands that all graces come to us from the most sacred heart of Jesus. Allow me to praise you, O Sacred Virgin. Give me strength against your enemies. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. So what were you thinking about?
The first time that I was in Fatima, I think it was 2013, there was one line from what Our Lady had revealed to Sister Lucia that really cut me to the heart. I never forgot it. When Our Lady revealed to then Sister Lucia that she wanted these five first Saturdays of reparation,
mm-hmm.
this encounter and the way it happened really struck me. Let me read it to you again. Mary appeared to her, standing so close to Lucia that she could reach out. Mary could put one arm on her shoulder,
mm-hmm.
and was holding in her hand her own heart.
Mm.
And this is what, can you imagine standing that close and Our Lady showing you her heart? And this is what Our Lady said to her. Look, my daughter, at my heart, surrounded with thorns with which ungrateful men pierce me at every moment. You at least try to console me and announce in my name what I've asked.
Mm-hmm.
Struck me, cut me to the heart.
Yeah.
And ever since then, all I could think of was, I just want to console her heart.
Yeah. I think it wasn't too long ago that we talked about something similar with the greatest hurt to Christ is the indifference.
Yes.
Beyond all of our sins, just the pure indifference of that they endure. And to, it seems like a small thing, but just to be more present to them, to be more thankful, more aware, less indifferent.
Yeah, you know, I have this idea that I will show up to my particular judgment at my death,
mm-hmm.
and some angel will start enumerating all of my sins and the damage that I've caused.
Mm-hmm.
And then Our Lady will intervene and she'll say, yeah, but at least he tried to console my heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the one little effort that I can make,
mm-hmm.
because I think the biggest issue in the world right now, at least in America, it's just indifference.
Yeah,
we're just so caught up in trying to survive or our busyness or entertainment,
mm-hmm.
that we're just indifferent.
And the danger of indifference is that we don't see it as a problem, and we don't see it as something against our fellow man, against God. We see it, I didn't mean to hit that guy. I just really wasn't paying attention to anything. And everything is treated that way. If everything is an accident, then it's okay that it happened. But everything we do is accidental because we're so unaware and so oblivious and we're so indifferent.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's often the worst possible thing. Sometimes it's not terrible when someone says, I hate you, but just, I didn't even notice that I did all of that, those
things. That's even worse,
mm-hmm.
because this is a problem.
You mean so little to me. I care so little about you.
Yeah.
You are nothing to me. Versus I hate you, that's a big impact to have on someone.
But that's where we're at, because it's not like a militant atheism is mm-hmm. not really the issue
yeah.
that we're facing. The issue is this indifference of, I just couldn't care less.
Mm-hmm.
That's worse.
Yeah, it's also what allows so many terrible things to happen because we stand by in indifference.
Yeah.
The biggest part of the population isn't made up of good and evil, as in people who are malicious towards others and people that are doing true good and really being sacrificial. It's like 1% truly malicious people who are out there, the serial killers of the world, and then 1% of people that are really striving to be saints, and everyone in between is just completely indifferent.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. And it's the sin, the vice of our age is sloth.
Mm-hmm.
It's this indifference. So we all fall into this in some manner. Okay, then what do I need to do? What's one practical thing that I need to do to wake up and get out of it?
Stop being indifferent to Mary, for start. Just do some of these things that she's asked. Because they might seem arbitrary and unrelated, but it's like if you asked a favor of me and you said, hey, my car got towed, could you just give me a ride here or there? I'd be like, I don't think our friendship, obviously we're related, but say you were just a friend, would ride on me giving you one ride. But you're not asking me to do all those other things that I say I would die for you. You're not asking that.
Yeah.
If I say, if you asked for $500 right now, I'd give it to you. And you're like, that's nice. But what I need for you to really show that you care is this one favor. And that's what Mary is giving us. Give me one favor. Console my heart. Pray the rosary. Pray. Do the first Saturdays. Do something. But these things that seem arbitrary, they are the way in which she has asked us to be friends to her, to console her, to love her.
It's true. I'd take a bullet for you. I just don't see any bullets coming through.
Is that the second musical quote you've had in this meditation?
But this is what I took to heart from that first trip to Fatima. I can at least do this. I can at least consecrate myself, spread consecration, pray the rosary, and do mm-hmm. First Saturdays. I can at least do that.
Fight the indifference, because even as we say it, I feel like that sloth weighs on me. But that's what we've got to fight.
Yep. That's it. Well, thanks for asking.
Thanks for telling.
A friend of mine was just on pilgrimage in Fatima and sent me some pictures. I think I got them. They hit my phone on Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it just reminded me of that moment when those words struck me. So mm-hmm. Thank you for asking. Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.